Blog Talk Radio.
Remember them days? What made you want to write that song? When I first heard it, I have right here the song. I hear a beat, and the beat tells me what I'm about to say. But I can't always come up with the hook before I come up with anything on the song. So when I heard the beat, that's what the melody was telling me. So I came up with something like, remember them days? I was thinking that. Then as I was thinking and remember them days, as I got to writing, I'm like, okay, I get to write everything that I remember, like how I came up.
Right.
From what I remember, how I first started out, how people first knew me to where I'm at now. So that's how I came up with
right,
that
right.
idea.
Okay. Yeah, that song is deep. It's definitely deep. I definitely enjoyed that track. And another track I like was Feels Right. Who was that about?
I don't even remember that. Nobody. I wrote that in the studio when I was listening to the beat. I mean, it could be about anybody. It was like a female.
Right.
It could be about anybody. I never put nobody specific to it, but that's
right.
You surprised me with that one because I don't even really like that song like that. It ain't all that. I don't really play it.
That's
not one of my top 10 songs, I would say.
What's your top 10 song?
I say my top. Thank you. My first song, Forget About It, like always. That's the number one single. I say Forget About It, Magic, Whip It Up, Remember Them Days. The ones I just did something called Just Call. I just did some story from Atlanta. And another one, On the Scale, Pocket Watches, Richard Buchanan.
Okay. I'm going to definitely give all that a listen. So you say when you go to the studio, you know, you listen to the melody, you listen to the beat. That's basically your inspiration to putting that pen to that pad.
So whenever I listen to a beat, whether I'm in the studio or I'm at home, I just listen to the beat, and the beat tells me what I'm about to write. I can't write a verse. I can't say a verse. I can't say nothing unless I got the hook already.
To that beat? Okay.
Yeah.
So you never been out somewhere and, like, looked at something and was like, I'm going to rap about that shit? Or, like, I had to do something?
You know what I mean?
Sound
a little bit similar, but in a way you can still tell who's who. Still differentiate between people.
Right.
It's me setting apart from you being there and just being an artist from anywhere else, like we just sound different. Like you know
right.
You can like tell when somebody's from Atlanta.
I feel that. But where do you
unique style.
Where do you see yourself? Where would you put yourself in the rap game right now? Like, where would you say you fit in at? Like, style.
I'll say, like, I got my own style. I know everybody else says, like, Migos shit. Now, I say my own style. I'm doing stuff that other people ain't doing. And I'm doing it in a way that they're not doing.
Yeah, I feel
like
that. You
definitely have your own style. I can do any genre. Like, R&B. People in the rap game right now, like people top favorite artists, like Lil Baby, Future, like, you can't picture them doing no other drama but rap. So I got my own style because I can do any. So I do R&B, I do hip hop, I do country, I do Latin, Spanish, I do anything. I got everything. As artists can't just have, can't be stuck with one form. That's why everybody don't really make it so far. Like, some of people who ask me, but I tell them, like, the best advice I give you is be able to switch up your style. Don't just steal.
Right.
So that's the image that I keep on. Like, don't just want to put an answer on it. I always keep the rapper. No. Right. It ain't all I do. many shows I done did where I didn't hit them with my R&B. Like, they didn't expect me to do that. Listen to me and think I'm going to do that, or I can sound like that.
Right.
I just like to think about pride.
Yeah, but when you say that you got country, that definitely just took me by surprise, bro.
Gotta take them by surprise.
Who's one of your favorite artists growing up? Or who did
my favorite growing up, I'd say Eminem, Ludacris.
Luda? Most definitely.
Yeah, Eminem, Ludacris.
Okay. So, like, after you finish one song, do you jump on to do get ready to do another?
I mean, it depends on my studio time sometimes, because I do stuff at the last minute. My time management sucks. So, I can jump from one song, but if I start another one, I go right to another. Who I just take a few days to think on that song so I know it's going to be good.
Wow. At least you got it, bro.
I ain't there at a studio session like a few hours before. I can write a song.
Right. At least you got it. How you feel about the rap game? Like the direction that it's going?
I'll say a lot of people that's out now, they're not really all that. They just say anything. So I say it's going downhill. But I already know that hip hop is going to fall. Saying they're not going to ever take the same. Just the fact that, like, they're trying to anybody now.
Yeah, that's fact.
I don't know how it was.
I'm more into, like, a storyteller. Like, I want to hear a story with each song. And I definitely got that vibe listening to the track that you told me about. So, like, with the Remember the Days, it's a story that you painted with your words. And I appreciate that shit because a lot of people don't, they, like you said, they don't be talking about nothing.
They don't. They just
give them a good beat, and they just blowing up. Yeah, man.
Because if you like that one, I know you'll like that song I did, Story from Atlanta. Like, that was a story. And that one was, like, personal. So my girl, she told me what you heard that song, like, she knew the sound different than how I know the sound of any other song. That song was, like,
right.
Personal. For a lot of people who didn't know me, who still only know me as that viral dude, I specifically made that song to tell people how it was coming up and where I came.
True, I feel that. When I first got put on to you, right, I saw that video had come. I'm like, damn, is that 2 Chainz or something? Like, your style at first reminded me of that. I'm like, well, shit, okay. But when I got in tune with you and got to listen to your music, I'm like, yeah, your style is definitely unique and unlike any rapper that I hear on a daily basis.
You know, be careful. It's kind of hot.
Oh, yeah. What's up next for you? Like, what project you got? You got an album coming out?
Yeah, my album. I got to check. I think it dropped yesterday.
Word?
It dropped yesterday. It's on Live One.
And it's on all platforms, right?
Yeah.
And what's the name of it again?
Streets Unlock 1.
Yes, definitely download that.
Distribution companies like the CLB on now. How they do it is different,
right.
But it was supposed to be been submitted and it was supposed to drop me to me on birthday.
Okay.
Over at CLB on now. To let people, all my other things that's on the phone, those on now. And they say it's live and
right.
It's out now. I ain't checked it because I was running around all day. She'll be on the
right.
Thank you. They'll be taking their time doing that too. Next day or two. I know I submitted it.
Right.
Definitely on that.
I'm going to definitely check it out after the show. Where do you see yourself, like, when it's all over, said, and done with? Like, what type of legacy you want to leave behind in the rap game?
The way I came up, there, other people can do the same thing. It's a route that won't nobody else really take. That was the thing nobody do. So, like, See, I don't even speak with no ideas I came about who I was, what I was known for a person, where I went.
Right.
So that's definitely something I can leave behind, like my past. Everybody's got the typical from the streets and from the struggles, you know, there's a lot of people come to the game like that. No, I got
right.
something different.
Okay. Out of that. If a little shorty came up to you off the street and was like, yo, I want to be a rapper, like, what advice would you give them from a young age? Like, would you encourage them to rap, or would you encourage them to do something else?
I mean, it's storytelling. That's really all it is. Like, if you're good with words, first, if somebody tells you, I want to be a rapper, like, first, how are you in school? Like, how are you in life? You know, all that. How are you in
right.
If you ain't really good at those subjects, you just gonna throw some words together and you ain't gonna really be saying that. It's gonna be like, hey, me,
right.
I can tell you, I gotta be able to scope it out. Because me, like I was telling my kids earlier, like, I used to write books when I was in elementary school. Like, I used to write books and poetry. So I always say that. I always rap. I always knew I was good at it. Being good with words, being able to write at a young age.
That's dope, man. So, like, would you
Don't
be interested it. In coming on the show on a Thursday to do poetry one night?
You say on a Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. All right. We also have a show on Thursday from 8 to 9. This is OG Radio presents All Dope Poetry. So if you down, I'll definitely, stay in tune with you. And, you can come in on Thursdays and drop some jewels for everybody and whatnot.
All right, well, I ain't wrote a poem in elementary school, but I know music is a form of poetry. So it was rhyming
back
words. All right, makes sense. Let's do it.
Hey, I feel that. I dropped one little poetry yesterday, a little poem. I ain't wrote years. Got a little inspiration to go ahead and drop something yesterday, so I definitely feel that. So, real quick, we're going to go to a little break. I'm going to play a couple songs. This first song is by yours truly, Mango95, called Remember Them Days. These couple tracks, we'll get back to the discussion.
Man, I remember them days. K-Swiss,
Cobra,
Reebok, chips for a dollar, free lunch and building program. Those days. Woo!
I remember them days. I do.
Looking like rain, living in Balmain. Baby, stay in your lane.
I was
was stepping over east, I was out in these streets, I've been hitting good leaks for weeks. Niggas hated on me,
hated on me,
but they won't step to a G.
No, no.
I spent a couple bands on gear, lung down, Da Vinci on my feet. When I come through, you leave,
come to
who got more money, you and me? New look coming soon, I gotta cop some Versace. Yeah,
that's my speed,
it's not a want, it's a need.
It's a need.
Remember them days I was running through girls from here to Tennessee. The shit felt sweet,
shit felt
I had
sweet.
A new bitch every week.
Let go.
Remember them days, I remember them days, I remember them days, I do. Remember them days,
remember them days,
I remember them days.
Ooh.
Remember them days, I remember them days, I remember them days, I remember them days, I do. Remember them days,
remember them days,
now niggas getting paid.
Ooh.
Remember them days, I remember them days, I remember them days, I do. Remember them days, I remember them days, I remember them days, I do. Remember them days,
remember them days,
yeah, niggas getting paid. Remember them days I seen in the news and I still cannot explain. I'm
feeling insane,
everybody calling me a lame. They hated on me cause I was different, man, going against the grain. Now look at this fame, everybody know my name. I'm the type of nigga that you see in the classroom that you just can't teach. I
still can't believe
I was on that TV. No, I'm not no Migo, I'm just Mango, no QC.
I can't get no sleep,
get no sleep.
Everybody wanna see me.
Remember them days, I remember them days, I remember them days back when
love got fake,
love got fake.
And now people wanna change,
change. Remember them days, I was trapping so hard cause I had to stack that cake.
Had to get paid,
had to get paid,
counted up and weighed.
Remember them days, I remember them days, I remember them days, I do.
Remember them days,
remember them days, I remember them days.
Ooh.
Remember them days, I remember them days, I remember them days, I do.
Remember them days,
remember them days,
now niggas getting paid.
Remember them days, I remember them days, I remember them days, I do.
Remember them days,
remember them days,
I remember them
days.
Tommy, I needed a thrill. None of you bitches is real, so sick, so put it in icy. Bitches be mad cause I'm icy. When y'all your niggas are licey, when I order, I'm grabbing the ice. But when I'm blue, I'm screaming out biting. Pick a chew when I'm rolling a dice. Strike a seven, I'm rolling like ice. Be the bitch, I'm a star on my life. How swear I'll be trending tonight. I'm quick with the left and the right. Make the bitch when I say it's on sight. No fraud, get busy tonight. Greedy bitch, got they ass open. Niggas chasing cause my ass poking. Bitches hating on the scale token. Niggas scared of that mad potion. Super saiyan and I'm super soaking. Living land like I'm Jack Owens. Hit his land cause I'm mouthful. You been mad, get your man knowing. Knowing that a grip, I'm sick this year. Had to be a boss, I'm in this year. Had to be a cost, I'm a quick fourth year. Know to tell it all in his friends this year. Bitches been fake, ain't shit sincere. Had to say it loud just to make it clear. Niggas been fake, so bitch beware. Niggas been fake, so bitch beware. Sleep on me, then you been losing. Move, bitch, you better move in. Don't copy my drip, bitch, I'm moving. With a drip on the ice in my shoes in. I've been going so bad, I've been nudin'. I've been feeling so bad, I say boolin'. I ain't coming outside, niggas rudin'. I ain't coming outside, bitch, you rudin'. Bitch.
All right, and we back. First song was by a yours truly, Mango 95. The second song was by Queen Elite, Savage Freestyle. So, what do you think? How do you feel about how much the internet has impacted the music business?
It kind of put people on. I mean, it made access to people a whole lot quicker. It made access a whole lot quicker and easier.
Right. So, like, a lot of your music you definitely put on YouTube, right?
Yeah, every all my songs are on that.
I feel that. I feel like.
Huh?
Where are some of the places you performed at?
I performed at strip clubs, private parties, weddings, backyard events, mansion parties.
What was your favorite one?
Anywhere I performed was my favorite one because it was different people there, and they got to see me. But whenever I'm performing anywhere else, I wouldn't say I have a favorite because it's somewhere that people ain't never seen me before and never heard me, now they get the chance.
I feel that. So you definitely been working on your craft during this whole little pandemic. So, like, how many songs you were able to write and get done during this whole entire little pandemic?
Say, how many songs did I do during the pandemic?
Yeah.
Shit, like 5. And that's crazy because the first part of this year, like the first 4 months, I ain't had no workouts. I ain't do nothing. It wasn't until April when I started going back to the studio and putting down songs. I was in there every week doing at least 2 to 3 songs. And then I shot 3 videos within a month. So I've definitely been working. My first 4 months, to now I have nothing out. To me, having like at least 5 songs out now.
So you think you can keep that same energy up after this whole bullshit is over with?
Of course. Money talks. During the pandemic, I've been getting more money. So the more money you get, the more access, the more you can do things. Like studio time costs, video costs. The more money you got, the more that you can do at one time. And that's why I decided to start my own label.
I feel that. That was my next question. So, starting your own label, what was that process like? Like, what drove you to want to start your own label?
What drove me to want to do it is basically because I was watching somebody live. I was watching somebody live. And she's been supporting me for a long time. So I was watching her live. And she was asking me to critique her music and say me how I felt about it and all that stuff. Like, okay, I heard it. And it was pretty good. But she said she ain't had, like, no platform or nothing. Like, you know, she was just up and coming. So that's what my label is for. My label is for up and coming artists. So I pretty much did that for her. Well, she was motivation for it. Because that's what the purpose of my label is. It's for people who ain't got, like, not as fast as I am or big name like I have or image like I have. That's what my label's for. Like, you can't just come to my label and be like, oh, I want to work. No, I have to come to you. So that means I have to see something. I have to see you, like, being an underdog, basically. I have to see you really wanting to try. I have to really see you putting the effort into what it is you say you're trying to do. Because a lot of people say they want to do something, but they don't really do it. That's why I don't really have that many fans.
I
only work with people that are serious about their craft.
Right.
So me saying people not getting enough credit was basically what I wanted to do.
Right. So from when you first started to now, how much do you think how much growth have you seen from when you first started to now?
A whole lot, because when I was first dropping music, it's hard for me to say, like, if I was better then than I am now, or it's hard for me to even determine that, but I'd say it's been major growth because of how far I came and how people viewed me. When I first was out, everybody was, you know, that viral shit, so everybody knew me as that.
and they didn't even know I rapped. I didn't even know I made music. So as I started making more music, people got to listen to it. They actually saw I was saying something, and they actually got to rocking with me because of that. They got to rocking with me because of my music and just my image. So I said I definitely came a long way because of that. The type of energy and the effort I put into my music. So that's what got me where I am.
So has your style changed, or has it been consistent the entire time?
Yeah. Pretty much, I'd say my style has changed a little bit, yeah. Because at first, like I said, me coming like from Atlanta, like during the Migos wave and all that shit, me coming from that, and me just like hopping straight to my own shit after a while. People told me like that I was crazy about this. I was crazy on that. So like when I first was making music, like you really couldn't tell the difference between who it was. Like when somebody played my song, they'd be like, "Oh, he playing a new Migos." Like we literally just sound the same. Like it was hard to tell. So I didn't gravitate, you know, a little bit away from that. So I used to do, I used to go on like these little podcasts and all that, and they would play my music, like music reviews. And they would tell me they like the music, it sound good, it's different. But they always say like I shouldn't be shadowed by my hood. Like I shouldn't be in their shadow basically.
Pretty much.
Because
Yeah. Everybody
know them as the ones that's famous. So I make a song, and we sound like people gonna think I'm in their shadow because you know they the famous ones. And I'm not on the same level
right.
as them. So that's what made me want to change it up, like go to my own shit. Like start doing
okay.
some shit that I know they not doing. Because it ain't hard to do what they do. I grew up around their ass. Like I said, we related.
Right.
Everything they can do as far as music, I know the same thing. They're the ones who taught me the game. So
right.
I just made it a conscious decision to be like, oh, okay, I'm just going to do something that they don't do. They don't
right.
like when the way I started rapping after, like I don't always have to rap the same as them. Like the stuff I say, like the tunes and the different genres, they don't do that. So I have to come up with a plan on how I can make myself sound different from them.
Right.
So this is definitely
part.
There. You're doing my own shit. It was definitely there because
right.
I had to come up with that decision. How the fuck do I sound different from them when that's all I do?
Mm-hmm. What major artist or any artist? What artist would you love to do a collaboration with?
I mean any artist that's making noise, shit. Anything. Well anybody, shit. Money talk.
Yeah, money definitely run that thing.
Money
man.
Definitely talk.
You ever was performing
yeah,
and forgot your lyrics?
I think I have. That probably has to be some shit that I didn't record. If it's some shit that I didn't have for about a month or two, I'm probably gonna know the lyrics already.
Right.
But I don't think I ever got up on stage on the mic and then just forgot my words. And I ain't like I don't like a lot of my new shit. I ain't even performed.
Right.
I just perform my best shit, so I know that. I pick the best songs. I got a whole catalog of music to choose from. So if I'm picking a song, it got to be something that I know.
So you definitely
got my words while I'm performing.
You definitely rehearse everything before you get up on stage and everything as you should.
I never rehearsed before a show. I call rehearsing is like what I do every day. If everybody know me, they know when they see me, they gonna see this big ass speaker. Like, I take my music everywhere. I take my speaker everywhere. Music is my life. So even when I'm riding around or walking around, I got my speaker blasting my music. So that is rehearsal for people. And anything that I know, like I said, like I always do, play my music on my speaker. So when the show do come up or open the fuck back up, my new shit, I'm already know it. Because I've been rehearsing every day, every time I play my music. I walk to the store,
okay.
I grab my speaker, I'm playing my music out loud. I walk in the store, in the house, I'm playing my speaker.
Okay.
So I don't even rehearse before shows. I rehearse every day I took my speaker out the house.
I feel that. So you doing this whole music thing, you ever received some really good advice? If so, what was it?
Like I said, the advice was to start showing. Like I just on Facebook, one of my memories popped up on last year. Like on this day, I dropped my single "Forget About It," the music video. It was online,
right.
And I was going through all the comments, all the shares. There was a couple thousand shares, like I had time to go through that shit today. And I was reading the comments of what they were saying last year,
to where I am now. A lot of advice that I was getting, that's like, okay, like, you can't go to the motherfucker, but, you know, just let the weed go away and shit, do your own thing. And I comment on somebody's stuff, like, a year later, like, it took me a year to actually do that. It took me a year to see that. It took me to actually, like, do that. Got my own kids. The best advice I was given was, start your own way, like, get on your own way. Like, don't be that the shadow now.
So, with, do you seek out like any opportunity to capitalize on like, no matter what type of music it is, would you be the first guy to jump up on it and then, you know, spit some on it, or, you know? Like you were saying earlier, you do the country, R&B, rap, all of that.
Yeah. I already do a lot of those now. And that's what I want to do. That's what I want to pay myself. I'm going to play my kids early. Like, I don't know, it's the Spanish chick, Camille. I don't know how to say her last name, like a fella or something like that. Like, she's Spanish, so she do Spanish music.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, my kids, they all get hip to the pop culture and all that, so they do the regular song. Like, I really get pumped on it. Like, you did a remix to this, like, something you wouldn't even think that no black person would do. Something you wouldn't even think a nigga would do. I did. Just like that Queen Naija Medicine, when that came out, that she was out to the month, so everybody was looking. To this day, I still ain't heard,
right.
No, like, somebody else really remixed that song but me. I played that at the club, like, strippers, they stopped dancing, and was all eyes on me. I give up the image, like, oh, I might come to a show, you know, dress, like, oh, he a rapper, you know, he's gonna do his thing. But then I hit your ass with some R&B or something else. Like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Like, I turn heads. Like, I can be just like a hardcore ass downtown rapper and hit your ass with some singing. With some Jacquee shit. You wouldn't even think that I'd do that. Hit your ass with some Spanish, with some Latin, or some country.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely hip to all genres. I'm definitely hopping on that because I like that feeling to surprise and shock people.
How do your fans react to that?
I mean, they say this different. Like, when I dropped that song, and I put a snippet of that song out, just a minute of it, they like, oh, this the one. This different. Like, this is a different vibe. Like, even the guy I went to the studio with, when he first heard this, he's like, yeah, you want some new shit. Like, this definitely some South Miami Beach type shit. Like, something you'll do like that. Like, something you wouldn't really think a dude would do.
Now,
they reaction is different. Like, you never know what their reaction could be, really. Because a lot of people who ain't heard all of my music, like, you wouldn't really know what it is I do. But for the people who heard a majority of my music, when I turn around and do something like that, their reaction is like, oh, they wouldn't think I'd do that. They couldn't picture it.
Yeah. That's the best.
Always got to keep together.
I think taking people by surprise is like one of the best reactions that you know, you can get out of a person.
You said what's the reaction I can get out of somebody?
No, I'm saying like the best reaction is like the very surprise reaction when you know, drop something that you don't
and they actually
it
like it,
do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A surprise them and they like it. Yeah, that's a good ass feeling.
I feel that. So, are you a fan of battle rap?
No, I never got into that. No, that ain't my style.
Okay. That ain't nothing.
I know some people who do it. Yeah, I didn't hear something. No, that ain't me. No. That's why, like, when I first came out, like, somebody, you know, a lot of people kind of diss me. Like, I'm not no diss. I don't do that. That's not my style. I don't diss rap. I don't do diss tracks. That ain't me. But I said I go single for single with your ass, though.
Right.
My single would be hollering you. I ain't going to diss. Like, oh, nigga, you are this. You are this nigga. Nah, that ain't me. I'm not writing off that. When I'm writing, I'm trying to tell a story. I'm not trying to sound like everybody else. I'm not focused on you. I wouldn't dedicate a 3-4 minute song just to tell it about you. I don't give a damn about you.
Right. True. How many, I know you write. Do you freestyle as well? Have you
freestyled
a song?
No,
never?
I cannot freestyle to save my life.
No, everything got pen and paper. I can't freestyle to save my life. That's not. I can't do it. I don't know how people do it.
Man,
I can't
just,
go in the mic and or go in the studio and hear a beat. You know, words come. I can't do that. That's not me.
Oh man, you know, because it's Freestyle Friday, so you know.
I can't. Yeah,
that's a guy
like that. Double XL, free freshman, freestyle, whatever they be doing. I can't do that. Like, they have nominated me. Yeah, I don't know what to tell y'all because I get up there. I can't do it. It's just not going to be right. You would think I'm
but
trash.
But most of the time,
like,
though, they write their shit out, though, most of the time. Most of them write their little bars out and shit, though.
Yeah, some of that shit was still bad. They wrote that. They can tell they ass rap like that for real, then. But for the genuine good freestylers out there, shit. I mean, they just, like, you can form. I didn't heard of people just freestyle to formulate, say, the first thing that come to their mind, and they be routed them up. Me, I don't freestyle because I'm not going to remember what the hell I said. I might want to come back and reuse that if it was raw, but I'm not going to remember. What the fuck did I say?
All right.
Like, I didn't try that on two of my songs, like, freestyling. And it took up a lot of my time in the damn booth. The last song I did that I freestyled at the bottom, at the end, what the fuck song was that? This all song right. called Just Call. Yeah, it was alright. It was alright for my first time. I was yelling like a motherfucker when I came out there. I told her that this is my first fucking time freestyling, not saying something in the mic that I wrote on the paper. This is my first time. I thought it was going to be ass. It wasn't bad. It was alright for my first try. It was alright. I was just saying shit. I'm like, damn, that's what rappers do? They just go ahead and say shit? You know, the overall song was raw, and what the fuck funny. I said at the end. Like, you can tell that motherfucker was freestyling, that motherfucker who wrote that shit.
Right. So you ain't never get, like, around a group of motherfuckers that y'all was just freestyling, you know, after one another and shit?
Hell no, I've never been in one of those. I remember I be saying to the memes just, you know, on Facebook, I don't care how I get. When you turn on the beat, I ain't never freestyling. That shit is true. You know, I don't smoke, but I'm not going to do that shit, so I don't freestyle. That's why people be telling me when I go on live and I do my shows and I do my podcast and I'm filming episodes, they say something. They no, I can't do that. I tell them, you want to hear something, you got to go search my name up. I've never freestyled. I can't do it. It's not me. I don't even look like a fucking freestyler.
I feel that. Because like, I do know some artists that they can freestyle their ass off, but they can't write. And I do know some that can write, that can't write,
hard.
That can freestyle.
That shit is hard. I don't know how the fuck they do that. How you just go in there and say shit? Your mind got to be wired for that.
You know. Yeah, that, you know, you just, whatever comes to your mind, you know.
Exactly. That's the thing. I don't be like, what am I thinking?
On the show.
That's like, in a moment where I know I'm supposed to be thinking, I'm not thinking nothing at all because I'm supposed to be saying stuff, but I can't. I know this is the time I'm supposed to say something, and I can't. But if it's
right.
just me on my own, probably just listening to some shit, I'm bored. Like, fuck it. I'll say some dumbass shit
right,
that ain't,
right.
that might not even be English. And that shit will sound decent, but that'll be shit I'll never say in front of nobody. What the fuck people just say? Like, nigga, that's not even English. So that's a sound effect of some shit. I'm trying to work with my ad-libs. I just say shit. I make right. noise. I freestyle noise. I don't freestyle words.
I feel that. I under that, man.
I got that shit from
What's
my kids,
up?
Though. Like, I can be goofy as hell around my kids. Like, I can do all that shit around them. I can just say anything. When it comes to being professional and in the mic, no, I can't do it. That's the only way I can ever freestyle is if I'm in front of my kids. And that's shit you say to your kids. Like, you can't say that shit on the phone.
You should give
them I can't do it.
Just one time. Just one time. Just try. You might be saying something, bro. You never know.
I know me. You see, I say to my kids, I would never say that shit to nobody else. That shit sounds stupid, or what the fuck did you just say, or that's not English. It's just something that's a bond that I got with my kids. Like we got our own
right.
language. Like, I got a strong bond with my kids. So I can say shit to them that nobody else in the world will get. Because it's specifically to them. My brother, I can't do no kids. I'm going to say shit to them. They looking at me like, nigga, what the fuck did you just say? I don't know. Can't freestyle. I'm gonna remember everything I just did, especially if that shit was raw here. Like, no.
You got a funny story involving, you know, trying to rap and like some funny shit happened, like during the
yeah.
performance or something like that. Like, yeah, some crazy shit happened.
Yeah. I was just talking about this with my kids before I took them to the crib. And my son kept asking me about this one song that he loved when I put that shit out a while ago. It ain't out like that, but it was the shit I did on my phone in the studio. It's like,
right.
It ain't all that, but so I was just making noises and shit like that. So it was weird as hell because I don't know why he liked that. It's weird. I'm just making a bunch of noises and shit. I'm actually saying something, but he just liked the sound effect part where it was weird. So that shit was
right.
It's crazy because my kids respond to shit like that. I never really put it out for the public. Yeah, they might fuck around and like it too. I don't know. But that was the weirdest shit ever.
Right.
Like, he liked that song. So a lot of people tend to like the songs I don't like. Like you said, that feels right. I won't never just type that shit up and just play it like I play on my even in my catalog. I won't just go to that song. I don't know why, but I told my girl, like, I listened to him, like, it's nothing wrong with the song. I'm just not feeling it. I'm just not feeling it like
that
I feel on my other songs.
That's why
it's raw.
That's what it was like speaking to ladies. You know, you gotta always have that one song.
I don't know why I don't like it because it's not bad.
It's not, bro. That's
not a bad song at all. Because I'm actually saying something. It's R&B, and you know, I'm telling a story. I don't know. I don't know if it's a beat. That was just some shit that one of the producers I was listening to it, and I wrote it. That's the only song I ever wrote in the studio. That's probably why, because I didn't get the time like to meditate or think of what I really wanted to play. I was writing that shit as the beat was playing. That's the first time I've ever done that in the studio. I wrote as the beat was playing. Usually I do all my shit at home. I listen to the beat, write some raw ass shit, you know, marinate on it for a couple hours or a few days and come back to it. That shit I wrote right in there. But it's a good ass song though. It ain't even nothing rushed. It's just I don't know why I ain't feeling
right.
It like that.
What's some crazy shit that ever happened?
I
while
need to
you
be feeling all my R&B, huh?
What's some crazy shit that ever happened while you performed?
Oh yeah, I was doing an open mic and I was performing. Like they had a camera like back there somewhere. Like I knew they was filming. I didn't know where the fuck the camera was at. But like when they played the footage and shit back, they say my back was to the crowd the whole time. Like I'm all the way in the corner somewhere. I ain't know that. I'm thinking I'm engaging like my I don't know. I'm not like too turned up when I'm like one of those. I ain't one of them type of performers. They get to yelling. So I ain't like that. I stay to myself.
Right.
But I gradually you know engage with the crowd. I get them a little bit of eye contact, but it's just weird. I don't like looking at people. But they played that footage back. They say your back was to the crowd the whole time. Looking all the way over here. I ain't know that. I did not know that. I'm like, damn. And then they played that shit back to me. I was like, oh, hell no. I was really doing that shit for real. I was not looking at their ass. They said, you ain't even looking at the crowd.
And that'd be the funniest shit when they catch you on camera and you go back and look at that shit.
I try not to stare at people, though. That's weird to me.
I can't look at somebody in their eye the whole time I'm engaging in the conversation. I look off to the side all the time. I was recently on doing a little TV and shit, and I did not look at the camera. I probably looked at the camera once or twice, but every time I was speaking, I was looking away from that motherfucker. I can't make that eye contact.
That's not what they're telling me. I looked at like once or twice. I'm like, oh, shit. I can look at somebody that I know personally. I know you. I'm comfortable with you. I don't care what you. The reason why I can't look at people is because I think too much. I'm always thinking what is somebody else thinking. I know they ain't saying shit about the song. Like, oh, is he ass? No, ain't none of that shit. It's just a simple fact that what people know me as. Like when I look at people,
right.
I always think like if they like one, do they know who I am? Two, if they do, what are they thinking? That's why I don't be looking at people. But when people try to dab me up or say what's up, like I don't really, you know, I give you a little eye contact. I think too much. You might not even be thinking that shit. You might think, oh, I already fucked with this nigga. That ain't me. My mind is why I just think too much. Like, you might be thinking some old other shit. I don't know. Can't really look at you.
I feel that. Yeah, I definitely feel that shit. I definitely can't be making them eye contact. That's the fucking no for me. Like, I can't do it.
Like, that shit
is weird. Like, what the fuck you looking at? You looking at my eyes, my face? What the fuck you looking at? What you think? Exactly what you said. That's your hardest hand.
Right, that's it. It's just too damn weird for you to be staring at somebody in their face.
Right. So what's next for you, man?
trying to see how this album do. And once that motherfucker take off how I want it to take off, shit, cool. I'm just waiting for the motherfucking world to open back up so I can really get back to these performances and get to performing my new music under my own, like, my own label and my own name.
That's
what I was saying earlier. Like, I dropped the YRN for my name in December. Like, once this shit started, that was it. It was just me. So now I'm trying to perform under my own name. I'm trying to see how motherfuckers react to what I'm doing on my own shit.
Right. A lot of people don't even have that chance to do that shit. I definitely honor that and praise that shit, bro. So salute to you on that one.
But I done came a long ass way. I'm too motherfucking good to, you know, be towering other motherfuckers.
Right.
Or for people just to know me as this. I know I'm capable of so much more.
Right.
So I have to bring that shit to him.
Definitely do, bro. I definitely, I'm a huge fan now since you put me on the, you know, everything to search up on Apple Music. So I will be definitely in tune looking for that album release. You know what I'm saying? I'm a big fan now, so I'm definitely be supporting your shit now.
I appreciate it. I just call it a supporter. I just call people a supporter. Like, I don't even use the term fan so much because it makes me feel like higher than I really am. I just call people supporter. You can tell what I'm doing. Yeah, I fuck with
you. Right.
I just get this, all this shit one going on. Well, I'm like doing like a different type of interview. Like, while I'm in there behind the screen, like we inside somewhere, actually face to face, like, it would make me feel good.
Right.
Like, probably streaming it live or something, you coming in and leaving their questions and, you know, I'm just answering it like that. That's why I wish this shit wasn't going on. You could have did an interview like that. I'm definitely grateful for this because, I mean, it always helps. Any interview helps for me to tell my story.
Right. So, I appreciate you willing to, you know, jump on the show, you know what I'm saying? It's always a blessing when we have artists. Whether they're locally or from around the way, you know, I definitely appreciate you jumping on the show tonight, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate you for reaching out to me to even do it.
For sure, man. Once my, you know, associate had put me on, I'm like, yeah, we definitely got to get him on the show because he's saying some shit. I definitely want the world to know what this man got to offer out of this.
Yeah, like, yeah, I'm bringing that shit back.
Real music.
Popping on, especially being in Chicago. As much as I am, you know, I'm not from here. Like, the part I read, one of the biggest reasons I ain't never got on or talking about the same shit that they talking about. And that's probably reason. My old comments and shit from the videos, like, if you talking about drill shit, like, I'm sorry, that's why I was found, but I ain't talking about that.
Right. I feel that. So tell the world where they can find all your music and give them all your social media handles as we get ready to wrap up the show.
You can find me on Facebook at Andre Williams or Mango 95, Mango Atlanta. Instagram at Mango 95. And Mango 95. That's pretty much my name on everything. YouTube, Mango 95. Or if you want to see my old stuff, like the old me, YRN Mango, when I was going under that name, YRN Mango or Mango 95 or Apple Music, iTunes, Google. These are all them. Streaming sites they got. I don't really know, but I don't got that. I just know my music on it. I just stick to YouTube.
Facts.
Everybody got access to YouTube for free.
See, that's fact. He's 99. So
free is for me.
You got any advice to give the world, any suggestion, whatever, you know, during this whole pandemic and shit?
Shit, I can just tell people to stay safe and stay smart. Shit, don't let these people tell you that there's a lot going on than it really is. I don't really believe in all this. It's just real hyped up. So my best advice is stay smart. Don't be available to believe some people that have been lying to us our whole life. And advice to up-and-coming artists, be yourself, be different, stand out, and always have a gimmick. If you ain't got a gimmick, you ain't got nothing people got to be interested in. You don't have a gimmick. You won't really have nothing for people
to watch. You gotta have something for people to watch. You have to be seen before you can be heard. They have to see you. If they ain't feeling you, they're not gonna like you. Give them a reason to look at you. That's what I do. And when people see me, they can't help but to take out their camera to film and all that shit. I give them something to look at.
Facts, I feel that.
So again, bro, I appreciate you joining the show. So with that being said, everybody, as always, like I say every fucking time as I end the show, wash your fucking hands, be courteous, be safe out here. With the now with the riots going on, just be cautious with the police. I had ran into a little incident this morning over some bullshit, but you know, it's whatever. You can catch my Facebook, Terrell Redmond. Even though right now I'm banned for 7 days, it's cool. You know, I'll be back at it. Follow my Instagram, Radio Rail. And everybody, just be safe out here. And I'm going to play us out. So, bro, I'm going to hit your inbox in a little bit. So, again, appreciate you. So, everybody have a safe and fun night.
All right. Take care.
All right, you too, bro.
How many times must I show you?